Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Pastor Charlie, I could listen to you play all day. You just do such a great job. I could listen to this praise team all day. They're so anointed. You know, they're not just gifted musicians. They are anointed worshipers. They really are. And I thank God so many times for what he's done in this place. What you see, I'm standing on the shoulders of others. That made the way, you know, for this place to happen. Those five couples that met in the home and said, we need a church in this county that's following the Spirit of God. And they paid a dear price for it. They really did. But we thank them and thank Pastor Roger that served 20 years or so, in this house. And I served under him as well. And I just look and see what God has done. He's good. Amen. He is so good. And we are so blessed. We never stop being grateful for where you are. Never stop being grateful for those that paved the way for you to be able to do what you're doing today. Never stop being grateful. I was going to talk to you today about his church, us and the church worldwide, his church, and as we become a glorious church. We're in the process of becoming a glorious church, one without spot and without wrinkle. We had a tough year last year. The whole world had a tough year last year. There was so many things that were strange, difficult, hard. It was very chaotic. A lot of uncertainty. A lot of things that we saw that was being shaken. And you know, the Lord said that he would shake. He would shake everything that is not him. But the kingdom of God will not be shaken. Amen? And so we saw a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs. And like I'm not a roller coaster person. How many of y'all are roller coaster people? I got two, three, maybe a dozen. She is. She's not big enough to get on a roller coaster. Stand up. I know. They've got this little, no way you can get on a roller coaster. But her hands are wide up. I'm not a roller coaster person. Mm-mm. But this has been a wild roller coaster year, hadn't it been? It's like, you just really don't know what's happening. So I asked God a question. I'm asking him several times, during this past year and at the beginning of this year. God, what are you doing? I see a lot of things the government's doing. I see a lot of things the media's doing. I see a lot of things that a lot of different people's doing. But I'm asking, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing in the midst of this? And what now that this thing is rolling over, what are you doing? What are you up to? Have y'all asked him that question? Yeah, I have too. Here's what he told me. I don't know what he's told you, but if we all tell it together, I guarantee you it will come together just like this, coming from the Spirit of God. Here's what he told me. He said, I have been building my church. All last year, he's been building his church. He's been working on us. He's been getting our attention to change how we pray in a lot of ways. And even this thing, even this thing with the election that's going on, We need to pray for the election. I'm not saying don't pray for the election, but I'm telling you that can be a prayer. But the one we need to really pray for is Lord, I want to see you. This election can come and go. I don't know what's going to happen, and that's really not something that is burning in my heart. Even though I know the country is in a hinging place, but what's burning in my heart is Him. I want to be more like Him, regardless of who's president, regardless of who's talking, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening next. I want to be more like, I want my life to be lived as an offering for Him. Amen. And that's what we need to seek. See, we seek deliverance a lot of times without seeking the deliverer. Are y'all understanding where I'm at? We seek healing without seeking the healer, the one that does the healings, the one who is able to change it all in a moment's notice, the one who is able to speak a word to you and I, and it changes how we live, because that word has brought an area of who He is to manifestation in our being. So God's been after the church becoming more focused upon Him. And sometimes we have to get to a helpless place. And that's what we talked about the other week. We have to admit, I'm helpless in this thing. I need you. So our focus has to be upon Him. One of the things that I believe the Lord is wanting us to know is that the kingdom of God is like leaven. And they take, you know, the people that make the bread, they have the dough and everything, they have this leaven, this yeast that is tucked in. And that is what causes, when it's activated, that's what causes the bread to rise and to become a loaf. And Lord, let me know, Lord, show me that you know what's going to activate the yeast is heat. He said, the kingdom of God is inside you. And it's like yeast in your life. And I want you to be able to rise and become whole. But what has to happen is there has to be some heat that comes from God. It amazed me that this morning that the dancers were, and I appreciate them so much. They're bringing out the fire. They're bringing out the fire and wearing the fire outfits and everything. And I said, God, set us on fire this year. Bring us to a place that we are rising because of His heat, because of His presence in us, and we're being activated. The kingdom of God is being activated inside us, that it causes us to rise up and become whole. Amen. Do y'all want that? Do y'all have a desire for that? I have a longing. I mean, you know, for us to, you know, this thing about, We want the presence of God, yet we have the presence of God. And we sometimes wait on the presence of God to be bold. You know, and like I said, when the presence of God comes, there's not too much difficulty in being bold. When you sense the presence of God, all of a sudden you just start getting bold because God's showing up. That's really not how it works. Do you know that boldness attracts God? It attracts power. You see, like I said, it's easy. I sense God. I feel God. Let's go out and conquer the world. Don't you just feel God with sense? Let's just go out. Let's go get them. I mean, we just get bold as lions when he shows up. But what do we do when we don't see him? What do we do when we don't feel him?
He's still working.
All he's wanting us to do is be bold. See, it'll take something for you and I to be bold when we don't sense God is manifesting himself. Now, to be bold then, that takes great faith. And when we start being bold, even when we don't sense him and feel him, and we start being bold in him, it attracts him. And it attracts the power of God to release from us what he wants others to have. See, it takes faith to do that. It takes great faith to do that. Just be bold. See, we wait on, I'm just waiting for him to show up, then we will show out. No, let's show out. He'll show up. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? Look, God's wanting to instruct us in a way that he said, I'm building my church right in the midst of all of this. And the church that he builds is one, how did he say it? What did he say it was? The gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's who he's been building all this last year, and that's who he's building this year. Why? Why does he want to do that? Because he's wanting to influence this culture. He's wanting to influence this culture. I'm not here to take over. We're here to serve. And when we capture that he, even the king went to his knees, girded in a towel, and began to wash the feet of the ones that are following him, not leading him, but following him. And he modeled in his heart, he modeled in his being, the humility that it takes to be able to serve others, even though you may have a position that's much higher. To be able to serve others. This community, Rutherford County is waiting on the church to be able to serve. They don't even know it. They're looking for something that they do not see. You can find religion in a lot of different places. A religious mind, a religious mindset will only reproduce a religious mind and a religious mindset. They've seen that. They've tasted that, and they didn't like it. Even the ones that have it don't like it. He's looking for the genuine. He's looking for the authentic. He's looking for the real followers, the real worshipers, the real people that are going to hear what he has to say and then go do it. Whether we tangibly feel his presence or not. I don't feel his presence all the time. I just know he's with me. Now, I am appreciative of goosebumps. I love all of that. I love the emotions, but there's sometimes I don't have the emotion, but he's saying, this is what I want you to go do. But I don't feel like doing that. That wasn't the issue. The issue is being bold enough to say yes to him when everything else looks bleak, when everything else looks like it may embarrass you. It may take you to a place of pain. But to be able to weigh out the consequences before we ever take the first step in following him is a bad way to follow Christ. Boldness is what he's looking for in his people. Unity did not come when the Holy Spirit came. They were all in one accord in one place. That brought the Holy Spirit. Their unity brought a manifestation of God's Spirit. Do you want to see more of the Holy Spirit doing things? Become one. Become one. So in the midst of all of his chaos, he was still and still is the supreme ruler. I know I'm going to have to let Pastor John preach. I saw it in him when he was up here, just and he was just, I mean, could you see? He was about to unzip. And here it is. You know, he knows he's only have a few minutes, but I already know I'm gonna have to give this man of God time right here. It's in him, and he needs to get it out of him. He's about to burst. You have a lot of people here that are looking for a tangible encounter with God. Not a service, not a time just to be around each other, but a tangible encounter with God. I've already had one this morning, had one at home, and had one here. I've had two encounters that I can tell you about that are very tangible for me. And I'm sure we could do the same thing for you, and I've got to close. I'm going to talk to you in the coming weeks about how God is going to, how he is building his church in order for us to be who we need to be in this year of 2021. What does he do? What is he doing? He's already revealed some things that we're going to be talking about. One is going from glory to glory and all of that. But I just want you to know that he is working. He was working all last year, and he's still building. I'm telling you, he is building a force to reckon with. He's not building a people that runs and hides or comes up short. He is, say it with me, more than enough. He is more than enough. He has more supplies. He has all of heaven is at our resource. It's for us. This community, this county is yearning to see an authentic Christian who will live a life unbridled by anything else but God. Doesn't mean you go around preaching all the time. We do present the gospel. They're looking for a life being lived in the midst of where they are. They want it. As we talked about before, I talked to Pastor Charlie about it the other week, and I said, Pastor Charlie, God is wanting us to be the other option. They've tried the flesh. That's option one. They've tried their own. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of it is what?
Destruction.
It's destruction. They've tried their own way. They've tried other people's way. They need another option. We need to be that other option. Salt, light, influencing. Not preaching to. Influencing. Living. Chuck Carlson said, years ago, he said, by all means, witness. And if you have to, use words. Well, I love that. What's he saying? By all means, let your light shine. Let your life witness to them. And if you have to, you can use some words. A lot of times we want to use the words that we don't live up to. And they're scratching their head saying, See, God is working the leaven of the kingdom inside each and every one of us. It's hidden inside the loaf. But guess what? The heat is coming. Well, I don't like the conflict. Well, guess what? The conflict is what's going to cause you to rise up. Okay, I got to close. Introduction. Thank you guys for being here today. I think y'all are leaving Thursday. Okay, Thursday. But we send you out with blessings. We really do. And we're just so glad the little one is with us. And we just love you. And God's going to do great things in you and through you. So are you ready to conquer? There's one that I saw that passy. So, yeah. That usually works. That usually works. All right. Well, I'm not going to ramble anymore. I hope you got something out of a little bit. I do think God is restructuring the church. He's having to remove what man has done, because that's not what he builds. He doesn't build it man's way. He builds it his way. We're going to be a force to be reckoned with. When you love them, when they hate you, they don't understand it. Let's stand. I'm going to give you three building blocks next week of what he does in building his church. So we'll get used to what he's doing, and we can align ourselves with what he's doing in us. It's going to be good. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you, God, that you're at work. We thank you that we have a pathway of faith, of walking in you that pleases you. Keep us straight on that path. And Lord, when we face conflicts, when we face the opposition, let our light so shine that they will see you in the midst of who we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Online, we just thank you for being with us. If you will, you can go to the videos that we have for the kids, the nursery, also the kids' church. Those videos are well done, and we'd just like for you to have the children a time that they can worship and be taught. God bless you. See you next week. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.